And get yourself some protection. I thought by now that you had learned your lesson. I'm stressing points and slamming all the joints you call the real shit, correct shit. You know the bust the way you feel shit, baby. I still don't think you understand. You lose the game, we get more props than Dan. Rather, and it don't matter, cause when you flex, you're weak. So I'ma step just to speak about the counterfeit, unlegit type of people. Those cellophane ones, the ones that you can see through. It's poetic justice, cause I'm mad with a pack. So precise, my insight will take flight in the night and in the daytime. Cause I don't come up with corny rhymes. I'm too devoted to the concept of getting mine. So here's the deal, like Shaquille O'Neal. If you don't know what you're doing, how the hell can you be real?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of Summer Shy Spoke. I go by the name of DJ Bam. I'll be your host. And what is Summer Shy Spoke? So it's a podcast based off a radio show, based off a website. So if that sounds confusing to you, let me break it down. In the early 2000s, I was at University of Maryland. And I kind of followed a little bit. There was a hip-hop blog called HipHopReviews.com, and which was written by D. Ellis. He would talk about music, you know, wrestling a little bit, and just write crazy rants that were like funny to me. So, you know, I would check out the website from time to time. And at the same time, one of my friends, DJ El Nino, he had spoken to Peter Rosenberg, PMD, and had talked about getting a hip-hop show on the radio station on campus, WMUC, which had a little bit of a history of Friday night hip-hop shows, like the Soul Controllers, Peter Rosenberg. And I like to think a little bit that TRS Radio, which was D. Ellis, DJ El Nino, and myself, Mastermind, Jesus was also, you know, part of the show. And about a month after meeting D. Ellis and doing a couple radio shows, he mentioned his website, like, oh yeah, I got a blog. It's called HipHopReviews.com. And I was like, yo, I know you. Like, I know the website. That's crazy. So, you know, we did the show for a few years. Unfortunately, D. Ellis passed away way too prematurely. And, you know, he was going to school for journalism. And I feel like he would have been a very positive influence in the realm of hip-hop journalism and blogs, where the focus is just, you know, everything bad with the culture. I think he would have been an excellent counterbalance and focus on some of the positives that hip-hop has to offer the world. So, that being said, Summer Shy wrote, his website was hiphopreviews.com. It became Some-ish I Wrote. My website now is Some-ish I Spoke, because that is the podcast name. You can find it at someishonline.com, SUMISHONLINE, someishonline.com. So check it out. We got mixes on there, top five songs right now, some writings from D. Ellis, and then some other of like the sections from his websites, Honey of the Month, we'll say, release dates, music news. And if anybody got any ideas of things to add to the site, things to add to the podcast, hit me up on the email, on Twitter, and I'm open to any suggestions. So with that being said, I guess that's a decent enough introduction. So we can start. And one of the ideas I was given to talk about was the XXL freshman. If I'm going to be honest, I don't really know too much about these artists. So, but I want to give it a fair shot. So we're going to go through the artists. I just pulled up their page, chose one. Okay, so these are in no particular order. I just got, one song from each artist. We're going to start first with 1-900 Rugrat. This song is called The One Take Freestyle. Enough of that. Now, I went into this saying I want to give everything a fair shot. I don't want to be just old man hip-hop hater. We did it better back in the day. I'm trying to have an open mind, but that freestyle really challenging me to not say anything negative. And I don't have anything positive saved, so we're just gonna move on to the next one. Baby Chief, Do It. This is the Snooze You Lose freestyle. Right, for some reason, that song wouldn't play, so I'ma just pretend that Baby Chief, Do It, Snooze You Lose freestyle was amazing. I'm mind blown. That was great. Good choice, XXL. So we're gonna move to the next one. Cardo Got Wings. This is called When You See Me.
If you ever got on your own, my nigga, pat yourself on your motherfucking back, man. Cause had to get the shit on my own. It was never easy money for call. We got the job done though, right? Gotta take what's mine, know I mean it. Keeping this shit going every time that you see me. Emotion we trust. Get the shit on my own. Best believe only money call on his phone. Well, I'm gonna keep getting this shit away. I know I mean it. Mama's shining every time that you see me. Nigga used to grind weight, getting money was my mind state. How I'm supposed to pay these bills and put food on the plate. Had to go and make a way, pray the law stay away. Foot soldier like, how many more steps I gotta take? Had to pay dues, lights off, had to skip school. Me and Tyson outside trying to up the score, we had them twos. Boy, I was bad news, riding that T-Tie Regal, playing Beanie Siegel, why I'm the truth. Niggas know, mama couldn't stop me from jumping off that front porch. I was running.
All right, that was Cardo Got Wings, When You See Me. And the beat wasn't really, I didn't really rock with that beat, but the flow, I didn't mind at all. I would like to hear Cardo Got Wings over different beats. So I'm definitely check out some more songs, maybe put them in the TRS Radio mix. That'll come out every month. The one for June is out on SummitsOnline.com right now. So check it out. There's an old school mix and then a new music mix. So check those out. Leave your comments and let's get to the next artist. This one is EBK Jabo. This is called The Biggest G. I got the Baby Chief Do It to work by accident. So we're gonna check out now Baby Chief Do It, Snooze You Lose.
Come on, come on, come on. Don't be taste shit sweet just because I'm little. I bet you ain't never got chased by a midget. My bitch keep calling my phone, thinking I'm with a whole time. My mouth's that spinning. I low key feel bad for niggas. They sing my songs, I fuck they bitches. I'm gon' get rich or die slamming. Nigga, this life ain't for beginners. Till folks ask, come get his hoe. Her bald headed ass don't know how to listen. You wanna come in this grass and that's your ass. Hard heads, we bet. You wanna play with the dead? That's your grave. I'ma let you keep on digging. I ain't gon' front like I'm some demon, cause most of my days I just be chilling. Slap, all you niggas be bitches. You can't kick the heat, get the fuck out the kitchen. Bounce out the conscience to bust off his ass. Cause some of you niggas just not worth killing. Shit, I'm tired of paying for gas. Cause some of y'all blocks just not.
Some of y'all just not worth killing. Alright, well, that was Baby Chief Do It. My commentary, it was alright. Again, the beat not really rocking with me, but it wasn't terrible. So now we're going to get to EBK J-Bo, the biggest G.
Hey, Echo, turn it up. Hey, yeah, nigga. G-Block. Hey, top rank, a nigga mentioned Jeezy, better mention me. Just tapped a tribe nigga with the switch, but he ain't go to sleep. Don't even know how Gil sit back, and I stood over him. My brother died, gon' tap a face for him, that's how it's supposed to be. Spaz died, them niggas just cried, said fuck spinning. Remember Black died? You ain't slide like you ain't fuck with him. He in a past life, at this point, y'all done lost enough niggas. Benz on rent and left Wante, don't know how you fuck with him. Osama wore eye for an eye, that's on the Gills that stuck with him. Don't got a beat, can't fuck with him. Friendly fire, if it's static, ain't no pass. Janky hit that pin, zesty, blood a faggot. Walked away and he was moving, I turned around and double tapped. Dirty dress, I'm the first one out the low when we spinning. Vans, this has got his homie smoke, I know he in his feelings. 30-inch weave on my Glock, I like my bitches with extensions. Casino world, I went and got that back in blood, now Gills with him. I love spinning.
All right, that was EBK J-Bo, the biggest G. No comments, I plead the fifth. All right, next we got, I'm going to guess it's I'm Trippin', EEM. TRPIIN, I'm Trippin'. This is the Awkward Freestyle.
And I said, fuck it. Guess all that shit we've been through, it just don't add up to nothing. Remember times I brought that bank out just so I could get you something. Invested all this time and you just left with no discussion. Same bitch that stabbed my back said I won't fold on you for nothing. It's like we made some plans and I showed up but you ain't come. What's the point of building bridges if they brush you up and run? Guess I'm gonna count these funds again. Money my only fun. Can't wait till I blow up just like a TNT. Just tell me how you feeling, what you see in me. I need my curse so big, this bitch a B&B.
I'm Trippin', Awkward Freestyle. It was alright. I mean, yeah, no comment. Next, we got Jello with Tweaker.
I might swerve in that corner, whoa. Bitch, hold on tight, cause I tweaking this bitch, I letting shit go. And I heard that she wanna show, whoa. Me who she be, I'm kinda fucking with it, show me.
Alright, that was Jello Tweaker. Once again, I'm going to plead the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth. Next, we have Magic Johnson by Ian.
I guess I could take one too. I don't think I could take much more. It ain't right if I fake what's true. I looked in the mirror and saw your ass. I probably would hate me too. I go pedal to metal, this cock up fast. She like when I make that room. She like, what you make this money? Baby, let me give you an estimate.
I felt that lyric. I don't feel like I could, if I could take much more, that hit me. That really got me. That lyric I'm experiencing right now. As we speak, next we got Asian Rock by Laserdim 700.
Fuck. Get a little hard, I spot, I went feeling it. Little twin rigging, trying to get your little feeling hit. Come to your hood, trying to get your little city lit. Shoot a little stick till they hot, fuck a cooler kid. Boy, you're a bitch, you still drink, hit it.
can you hear the beat when, did somebody just poorly, all right then, nothing negative, fifth, next, low shimmy, this one is called, oh, this one's not, oh, there it goes, this one is called Murder Dance.
Do so, walk in my cup and I'm sipping. I'm floating, yeah, high like a pigeon. I got all these rest, but it's just something missing. She get on her knees like a Christian. When I go up the switch, they gon' need it. A lift in my buy her a bed, but ain't tipping. When I walk in my show, they try to tell me can't bring in my cup. Man, these fuck niggas tripping. I'm gonna pop me this plate, then I go ahead and dive in it one more, and I might hit my lip.
All right. Next, Nino Paid. This one is called Pain and Possibilities.
Sense, so I round my racks, now I got me some change. Mama, I'm older, this shit ain't the same. Since he don't look at a nigga the same, I'll be praised for that just for the pain. And this big ass Timmy brought his brain. When I get up, I get mama a house, I get Brody a car and a big ass chain. If you really wanna see how far I came, niggas hated on me and threw dirt on my name. Now they.
You know what? I will not throw dirt on your name, Nino Paid. I actually like that song. 1 to 10, I'll give it a solid 8 out of 10. So far, my favorite out of all these songs so far, that was Nino Paid, Pain and Possibilities. I like it. Good song. So the next we got Ray Vaughn, Look at God. Okay, this one is Samara Sin. Actually, one of the few people on the list that I've actually heard music from before. So let's go with Samara Sin. Brand new team.
Night is young, the day is sunny. Days don't mean a good journey. I can't wait to get the money. I can't wait to get it, get it. I just show me higher budget. Still my knuckles fighting for it. I can't wait to give me some. I can't wait to get it.
Spend my rent money on these brand new teeth. Out of my plate, got a big old feast. Brand new bag, come a brand new feast. Swimming in height like a big white tee. Why does it burn when I'm looking at me? Bring the start of the west when I come from.
All right. I mean, I've heard Samara Sin before. Not my favorite Samara Sin song, but not bad. Like, I rock with it. So, all right, we'll go back. Ray Vaughn, this is Look at God.
In an EBT card. Could be worse if I woke up, y'all. Could be worse if I went top dog. Hey, look at God. Look at God. Every second of my life, I'm a ball. Look at God. Look at God. Could be worse if I woke up, y'all. Hey, check oven, got bread, made it to a cart with I'm left there, west.
All right, that was Ray Vaughn. Look at God. We're going to keep it moving. The last one, we got YTB Fat. This one is called Get Back.
They get back a motherfucker. We all going on. They get back a motherfucker. They get back a motherfucker. Get back a motherfucker. Can't give these niggas advice. Don't have to kill, cause they don't listen to nothing. Nigga be macho man and hook his hair. T, hop out that button. I ain't giving these niggas advice on shit, but how to go to church on Sunday. Fucking off so much, he get my young nigga T just hitching the stomach. Just told my nigga I get another 10. Leave shit looking like lasagna. Fat don't never be in his hood, what you mean? I was just there this Sunday. Nigga, it's too much shit going on. If it's $2, nigga, pay me my money. Back to the jet, just me, trap house, bam, wizard. Joe Jug, bag on.
Low boys. Nigga, this all right, shit YTB Fat, Get Back. I will not be getting back with that song. So, I know a lot of people criticize XXL for the list. They want certain different people, I guess. I really don't know who you would replace, but I'll say for me, out of the music I heard, Nino Paid. Yeah, Nino Paid was probably my favorite on the list. I'll definitely be checking out some more music. If anybody got songs from these artists that y'all think would be a better representation, you know, hit me up, hit on the email. Don't forget someishonline.com. Hit me up through there, and I'll definitely check out more. Besides that, I got two things I wanted to talk about. One's music kind of related. So I saw this story, and it was about someone getting recognized for their contribution to hip-hop. I'm going to read the story, but I'm going to leave all the names out, and then we'll talk about who this person is. So-and-so has been honored by the city of Providence, Rhode Island, for what officials describe as impact on the culture and hip-hop history. It was presented by a councilman named Shithead McFuckface. The 22-year-old artist's recent performance in the city, they gave her this recognition right after her performance. So they saw her, well, I guess I leaked it's a girl. They saw her perform and said, you know what, we're going to go ahead and give her this honor for her impact on the culture and hip-hop history. We presented her with an official city citation for her impact and her hip-hop artistry. As the creative capital, I want to recognize 50 local Providence artists this June, musicians, dancers, DJs, rappers, poets, creators making noise and shaping culture. And I'll give y'all a second to think about who could this possibly be. 22 years old, so fairly young, female, impact on hip-hop culture and history. And I want you to think of all the names you think it could possibly be. And now understand that this award, this recognition, went to Bad Baby. Let that sit there for a minute. Moment of silence for hip-hop culture. Because apparently to the city of Providence, Bad Baby is the first person you need to recognize for her impact on the culture and the history of hip-hop music. So I would like to say, rest in peace to hip-hop. Y'all, hip-hop, you had a good run. But it's over. You're dead. You died. Has Nas never been to Providence, Rhode Island? Jay? No. Kendrick? All right. I was trying to think of the scenario where it makes sense. And I could only come up with one scenario why this male councilman would give Bad Baby the recognition for her impact on hip-hop culture and history. And I think he's trying to smash. I think he's trying to have sex with Bad Baby. And if that's the case, Shitface, McFuckface, whatever your name was, I get it. My apologies, I understand. But you know there is a lot of free porn on the internet. There's a lot. There's copious amounts of free. So, and there's prostitutes. That's the thing, right? Like, there's sex trafficking, which is bad. Don't cancel. Bad. Sex trafficking, solidly in the bad column. But that's the only scenario I could come up with where it actually makes sense to honor Bad Baby. Honestly, when I read it, I thought it was Bad Bunny. My brain tried to edit their life, and and fixes it and say they honored Bad Bunny, which for hip hop wouldn't make too much sense, but actually more sense than honoring Bad Baby. So I guess that's my little rant for today. And the only other thing I wanted to talk about is sports related. I don't understand, like, I don't know Angel Reese. I'm not out here. I don't need to defend her. She's a grown woman that I don't know. But I don't understand why, if you want to say, oh, she needs to become a more efficient basketball player, she needs to shoot better, she needs to work on her bag, all of that is fair. That's fair criticism. But so many people, especially online, go over the line so far that it seems personal. Like, what has she done to anybody to deserve just to be personally attacked? Because to me, the most negative thing, if you're a fan of a basketball team or a fan of basketball or a fan of any sport, any team, if you have a player that doesn't give any effort, to me, that's the biggest criticism that's legitimate to make. They don't care, they don't try, they don't work on their game. All of that is perfectly fair. But Angel Reese's problem isn't that she doesn't work hard. That's crazy. You can see she puts in work. And I know people, oh, but she be in, like, fashion shows. Who works 24 hours a day? Nobody. You can put in work and give effort and still have a personal life, still have friends, still have family, still have things to do in life away from your profession, away from your craft. And yeah, it's just weird to me, like, people talk about Angel Reese like she owes them money. And they talk about Caitlin Clark like they owe her money, if you get what I'm saying. Everything is perfect. She don't never miss a shot. Those pull-ups from half court are smart. The smartest shots in basketball. She's better than Steph Curry. Steph Curry couldn't do that in his second year. Stop it. Stop it. Like, I don't have anything negative to say about Caitlin Clark, but I will say, just like everyone else, she is not perfect. And Angel Reese, who, like I said, I don't know Angel Reese. I never met Angel Reese. So I'm not defending her. I'm just criticizing the people who make it personal. Like, their goal is to go at Angel Reese on a personal level, not on the level of her basketball or her career, of her abilities. It's just weird to me. So if y'all have any comments, like I said, go to summitshonline.com, reach out through the email, through X, check out all the links. Two new mixes up today in the TRS Radio mix section. The Honey of the Month is up. I'm not going to say who it is. Y'all need to go to the site and check it out. But it's not just, I'm trying to do it a little bit different. It's not just going to be video chicks and Instagram girls. Is people who are multidimensional that bring something to the hip-hop culture and also might be pretty as hell too, which is not a bad thing. So check that out. You know, check out all the sections, give feedback, let me know, you know, what you like, what you didn't like. Don't really care what you don't like. Just keep reading it, keep checking in. Like I said, shout out, rest in peace, D. Ellis, a.k.a. DJ E.T. Finger. Shout out, Mastermind, El Nino, Jesus. And everybody in the course of, my life, I've been DJing for a long time. Everybody has been an influence on me and crafting my vision and, my love for hip-hop. DJ Ravi, DJ Guest. People that, like, I'm just fans of Funkmaster Flex, Kid Capri, Pete Rock, DJ Premier. You know, the list could go on and on and on. It could be a 9-hour podcast, just a list of people who had an influence, whether personally or just me being a fan of their work. So hit us up, Summit Shot Rope on X, someishiwrote@gmail.com, someishonline.com. Next episode is going to be out July 15th. Check it out. Be ready for it. If y'all got ideas for rants, y'all got music, send it to the email. Put it in the mix. And with that, y'all be good.